Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Irish potato to be exported to Cayman. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
The Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has secured a pre-clearance agreement with authorities in the Cayman Islands for Jamaican-grown Irish potato and other agricultural items to be exported to that Caribbean country. Exports are expected to begin in short order. Minister Without Portfolio J.C. Hutchinson says the export arrangement between the two countries will significantly enhance the government's thrust to develop and expand the Irish potato industry in Jamaica. The National Irish Potato Program forms part of the government's overall strategy to enhance Jamaica's food and nutrition capacity. Under the program, local production of the tuber has moved from 39% of demand in 2008 to a projected 99% in 2017. With the achievement of an almost 100% self-sufficiency rate for local demand of the tuber, Jamaica is now in a position to enter the export market for Irish potato.
So therefore, we're looking not only to fulfill our 100%, but we're looking to go further where we can export our Irish potato.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at a recently held National Irish Potato Stakeholders Seminar in Hounslow, St. Elizabeth. The seminar was part of a series of stakeholder meetings being held to sensitize farmers, producers, and traders about the program's objectives, level of assistance to be provided, and marketing arrangements. The inclusion of Irish potato on the export list results from an expansion of the current protocol for exporting agricultural produce to Cayman. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When your neighbor beard catch a fire, take water with you. Translation: if you see your neighbor's beard on fire, use water to wet yours. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at youth information centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978 5347. Nominations close August 31.
The Ministry of National Security invites you to attend a town hall meeting Thursday, August 31 at the Evansville Complex in Windsor St. Anne at 6 p.m. Join us for the latest crime updates and to share your suggestions and solutions. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is: learn from other people's experiences. Don't wait until it happens to you. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.